into midair, back to Crawfordsville. Tries to get the tip in. It won't fall.
Cameron Sanders missed that.
Here comes Swearingen. Finds Cooper up top near the big logo.
Big, nice new end painted on the floor here at Northview.
Tyler Hess swings it right side. The Gettle now back to Swearingen in the corner. Swearingen goes away from the Bryan screen. Carson Gettle now up top. Gettle darts the pass to Bryan. Back to Gettle for three. And it's short off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Tyler Hess.
Muscle man Hess goes right after it.
And Hess gets it off to Bryan up top. Bryan, if Gettle took one dribble in, he had plenty of room, but probably would have went in.
Yep. But we're being patient. That's what I like to see, Corey.
Cooper drives in. Baby floater. Too short. He gets the offensive board, and there will be a foul on the floor. It'll be on Andrew. No, excuse me. It'll be on 24 of Cameron Saunders.
Veteran official here tonight, Greg Hayes and Jay Crapo. Not sure who the third one is, but those two, you'll notice they got the professional and tournament patches on their sleeves. They've been around for a long time, and IHSA just posted a thing where they're looking for more officials in all sports.
Bryan, 18-footer, never misses those, and he won't this time. Ninth draw blood first, 2-0 over Crawfordsville, 6:22 to go.
Nice take there by Cade Bryan, and that's who we need to be hot. He hasn't been hot here the last four or five games. Cade needs to get a triple-double here.
On top, Crawfordsville swings the left-hand side, finds Kellerman. Kellerman up, back up top to the point guard, Williamson. He'll pull up for three. Off the mark, long rebound by Gettle. He'll corral it and find Cooper. Cooper will bring it up the floor, going right to left on your radio dial. And he'll hand it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan drives in, stops.
Good patience.
Kicks
good
it back
looks.
Kicks it back over to Cooper. Now to Bryan. Bryan for three on the right side, short. Rebound by Cooper, puts it up, and it rolls off. But Crawfordsville comes in and fights for it. They're battling the boards tonight. 2-0 early, 5.5 in the first. Catch and shoot three for the Athenians. Leaves it short. He'll get his own miss. Three again. This time it goes in by Will Kellerman.
Kellerman misses the first one. Long rebound to himself. And Knights trail by one, 3-2.
Cooper's going to get quickly double-teamed. They got bodied there in the backcourt, and Coach Michael Byram needs a timeout. We'll take one with him on the Great Dane scoreboard. 30-second break. On Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Coming out of the 30-second timeout by the Northview Knights, they'll set up their press breaker. Bryan inbounds to Brevin Cooper. They're going to quickly double-team. They'll find Bryan on the left side. Hess in the corner for three. Tyler Hess knocks it down.
That's Hess's shot right there, and that's what we want to see, and that worked perfect for the Knights as they go back up 5-3.
I was surprised Crawfordsville ran the same quick press like that. They drew it right up to break it, and Northview succeeded. 5-3, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Athenians passing it on top of the wing, back and forth. Swings it to the right-hand side. Scores
nice defense here by the Knights.
They're forcing Crawfordsville to be patient with the basketball.
And that's good on our part. You know, that's good for us because it gives us a chance to breathe. And
in the corner to scores it. Now back on top to the left side to Williamson. Back and forth. They haven't broken inside. Cooper knocks it away. He's on the floor, picked up by the Athenians. And it's bounced off in the corner. Scores it. Pump fakes. Drives. Throws it across court for a wide open three. Too far to the right.
Off.
Doesn't hit the rim. Bryan fights for it on the ground. It'll be a jump ball, and the arrow stays with Northview.
Now it goes to Northview. All right, here we go, Corey. This is what we need. We got a quick substitution here by our Athenians. As checking in was number...
I don't think anybody checked in, did they?
Yeah, some 32 come out.
Swing it right to left. Cooper has it on the left wing. Cooper... back on top to Swearingen. Feels like it's the first time he's touched the basketball offensively today.
It is.
He'll swing the pass in the corner to Cooper. On top to Bryan. Nearly lost it. He's got it back on top. finds Swearingen on the right wing. He'll pump fake. Hands off to Cooper on the right corner. Cooper penetrates. Off to Gettle. Gettle up top. Drives. Inside to Swearingen. Left block. Fouled. And the bucket will count with the foul. A possible three-point play coming here to Northview High School.
Yeah, Morris and Neusel set to check in for the Knights here on this break.
We talked about that last night. Swearingen and Bryan, they got to get better by finishing. Well, they must have hurt us,
yep.
And he finished right there. 7-3 Northview with 3:41 to go on the opening quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Tyler Hess, the hustle man, he's going to get a break. So will Carson Gettle. Swearingen completes a three-point play, and the Knights are up 8-3 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Three-pointer by Kellerman in the corner for Crawfordsville will go in.
Kellerman now 2-for-3 from three-point land. 6 points all for their Ephesians, and that's all other points.
Neusel inside to Bryan on the high free throw mark. He'll drive in. Leaves it short. Got it blocked, I think. Now it's ahead for Crawfordsville, and I think he's going to get a foul on the floor, so
it's
the layup won't count.
Yeah.
Not a bad foul.
Nope.
So it was on Cooper, his first, team's first.
Could have went the other way, too, though, if Cooper had been able to get a step ahead of him because the Crawfordsville player was laying his shoulder into him.
Saunders again over to Williamson. He has all their points.
You know, thinking about it, driving home, Corey, last night we had about the best officiating crew we'd had. I don't even think one time me and you said anything about a blown call or a missed call.
Nope.
And I think we'll have the same thing here tonight because this is another veteran crew.
2:50 to go in the opening quarter. Crawfordsville up top. Williamson will drive to the right side. Thought about shooting. Instead, feeds it in the low post. Shots up. Good D by Gavin Morris. Knocks it away, but Crawfordsville picks it up. Long three. Step back. Got it. Williamson has not missed. Or Kellerman has not missed from beyond the arc. So it's Williamson 9, Northview 8. Swearingen has it in the corner. Swearingen now off to Morris up top. Gavin Morris will dribble it out, calling for someone to come get the basketball. He'll find senior Dylan Neusel off to Cooper on the left side. Cooper using a Swearingen screen. He has the basketball, yo-yoing up top. Bounce off the left side of Swearingen, had a shot. Instead, he'll drive, baby floater too strong. Bryan got the board. He'll go up and knock it in. Northview retakes the lead at 10-9. Under 2 to go in the opening quarter. Williamson drives left baseline, bounces it off, stolen by Swearingen. He'll push it ahead across the timeline. Swearingen, head fake, stays up top, finds Cade Bryan on the left wing. Bryan up top to Cooper now. Darts the pass to Neusel on the left side. Swings it to Swearingen on the right. Swearingen stops, penetrates. Bryan nearly lost it. A lot of contact down there, but no call.
That wasn't a foul. You know, that was just accidental contact. Yep.
Northview will take their time of 1:18 to go in the first.
This is a patient ball game by both teams, and that's what we need.
And Swearingen, speaking of him, pulls up for three and knocks it down from the right side.
Quickly, 6 points for the Swear, as the teammates call him, Caleb Swearingen.
13-9, 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. Crawfordsville feeds inside, wide open. Shot will count with the foul.
The foul's going to be on Neusel, I believe.
They got a little lazy in the zone on the bottom, which left someone wide open. Brevin Cooper will get a break. Keegan Garrison comes in, as well as Cade Bryan as Carson Gettle checks back. So you have Swearingen, Gavin Morris, Keegan Garrison, Dylan Neusel, and Carson Gettle in the lineup. With 56 seconds to go in the opening quarter, Northview 13, Crawfordsville 11.
Jesse Johnson set for the three-point play, and he gets it. And we got a couple subs for the Artesians. 32 will check back in. And number 5, Carson Scott is number 5. And 32 is Anthony Gonzalez.
Big thanks to WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10. WTHI coverage you can count on. A lot of press here up top, but Gettle will control it. He'll then find his point guard, Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen near midcourt. Has to get it off to Gettle. Now Neusel in the corner. Feeds Swearingen on the block. He'll get quickly triple teamed. He'll shoot anyway and knock it down.
Waringen's got another bucket. He's 2 for 3 from the field.
How good is he going to be as a senior?
Well, I'm worried about it. I'm worried about March. That I'm not caring about senior.
18 seconds. 15-12, Northview on top by 3. They're going to hold it for the last shot.
He doesn't play like a sophomore, I'll tell you that, but that's kudos to the staff for last year giving him a lot of minutes as a freshman.
5 seconds, driving, Crawfordsville, block, Gavin Morris to Gettle, and it just out of the fingertips of Carson Gettle.
That's great, though.
You have to like the defense, though. End of the opening quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Your Northview Knights 15, Crawfordsville 12. Second quarter coming up on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here at Northview High School on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, 15-12. Northview on top by 3 points. What's the scoring total look like in the opening quarter, Brad?
Well, for the Knights, Caleb Swearingen leads the scoring with 8. Kate Bryan with 4. Tyler Hess for 3. For the Artesians. I got Martinsville
stuck in my
Athenians. 9 points for Will Kellerman and 3 for Jesse Johnson Hall. All 9 points for Kellerman has come for 3 for 4 from three-point land. You know, we get that shooter, we get him under wraps, we're going to take off, you know, Corey. We won the first one. That's what we need. You know, we got 3 more to win.
Crawfordsville set to check it in. Northview student section looking like the Duke Crazies as they're putting their fingertips out towards the inbounder. Crawfordsville going left to right. It's in the hands of Williamson, swinging it over back in the right corner to Gonzalez. The Athenians pass it inside, knocked away, picked right back up by Crawfordsville. They're denying the inside post. This time they'll get it in. Garrison straight up, right hand, no good. Ball's loose, and Gettle bats it to himself. Carson Gettle slows it down. He wanted to shoot the 3, but he didn't. A little bit of trouble. He'll have to get it off to Neusel now. Neusel takes a couple dribbles to the right. Neusel had a trailing Gettle, got it to him. Gettle drives to the bucket, slows down, back on top to Neusel. Neusel swings at the Gettle right wing. Gettle will just pull it for a long 3, and he'll drain it.
Coach isn't happy with that because it was a long 3, but it goes in, so he takes a deep breath and moves on.
18-12. And that
offensive
should be
a foul.
Yep, offensive
foul. I called
foul.
It earlier, Corey. He's giving that push off on a chicken wing with Cameron Sanders, and that helps out for the Knights here because that's his second foul.
Cameron Saunders with the foul there. Yep. Offensively, 6:56 to go. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. The Athenians are going to open up in some full court press here.
Coming up at halftime, Corey, we're going to have a whole bunch of mini cheerleaders and collar guard. Gonna be exciting.
Swearingen across the timeline. I'm gonna get a hot dog and enjoy that show.
I haven't seen this gym this full since 01-02 when Zach Keys and Logan Whitman and them guys just dominated.
Gettle to Keegan Garrison right off the noggin of Garrison, taken away for a turnover, and it leads to a transition layup by Cathedral's Jesse Johnson Hall.
Cathedral's?
Or Cathedral? Jeez. Swearingen. In midair, finds Gettle. Gettle had Garrison wide open. Did it get it to him? It's 5-on-4 right now.
Oh, no, Neusel was wide open. Should have shot that.
Neusel drives, feeds Morris. Fouled with the bucket. Count it.
Gavin Morris with 2 points, and that's what we talked about. Coming off the bench, his role is to go in there and be strong. He's big. Now, I don't mean fat. I don't mean large. I'm saying he's big. He's strong. They got him listed. What do they have him? I think 6'1 for Gavin. What's the thing say? 6'2".
Morris can't complete the 3-point play, but nonetheless, 20-14 of 6 minutes to go in the opening half. You have to like the feed down low by Dylan Neusel, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I wish he'd have shot that open 18-footer.
Williamson up top will slow it down. Crawfordsville in their all-yellow uniforms. kind of like the mustard I put on my hot dog earlier.
Did you get a picture of this crowd here, Corey?
I did.
Twitter?
It's on WAMB Radio. Give us a follow while you're at it. And inside, Noah Passion throws it up. Gavin Morris with a rebound. And if you missed the winter homecoming festivities, it's recorded right now on WAMB's Twitter, too. Just go find the tweet. And Swearingen.
Offensive foul, Swearingen.
Was that a flop or did he actually
foul? He pushed
off.
Put his left arm into him.
Did you actually think he made him fly that far, though?
No. He bought into it. But yeah, I'll tell you, it's got a Twitter. You've got that put up already. And that's something to listen to, especially if you missed the opening ceremonies, because we did the whole thing for the winter homecoming.
Yep. Congratulations to Sophia Buell, winning winter homecoming queen. While Crawfordsville needs a timeout, they're down by six. The Knights lead by six. 5:27 to go in the first half on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 20, Crawfordsville 14 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana can make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time, receive five applications and pay for only four. But you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com. At U.S. Lawns, it's your turf, our lawn. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. 5:27 to go in the first half. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview's on top, 20-14, Brad. They're coming out playing well on both sides of the ball.
Oh, yeah. And looking at our schedule, Corey, if you're just tuning in to tonight's game broadcast, Thursday night we'll be here at Northview for the Terre Haute South game as the Braves come to Northview. Then Friday night we'll be back here for the Lady Knights as they take on the first or second round of girls sectionals. And then Saturday we're back here with the boys at 2:30 against, is it Brown County or I forget who it is. Somebody at 2:30.
Bloomfield.
Yeah. And then we've got the girls, if they win, they win Friday night. They'll be here Saturday at 7 as well.
Yeah, win if they win.
Win if. They will win. I got faith in them.
Crawfordsville on the right wing. Feeds it inside. Low post. Wide open on the left block. Layup's good by Trey Scorza.
Yeah, missed defensive shift there on the matchup zone by the Knights. And
back to
Hiram still got his suit jacket on. That's a good sign.
Neusel up top to Carson Gettle. Gettle swings it over to Cooper. Bounced it inside to Cade Bryan. Bad pass. Leads to a steal. And here comes the Athenians. Scorza bounces it off to William Kellerman. Kellerman slows it down. He'll find Scorza on top of the arc. Crawfordsville, 4:40 to go here, 20-16. Northview's on top. Revan Cooper, Gavin Morris, Cade Bryan, Gettle, and Neusel all on the floor right now. Williamson feeds it inside. That's going to be a body foul on Dylan Neusel as he tried to get around him.
That's Neusel's second foul. Hess and Swearingen will check into the game here on the break for the Knights.
I don't think Coach Byram liked that call. 4:27 to go. Morris and Gettle will come out. Surprised it wasn't for Neusel.
Well, they'd already sent him in, so.
4-point game underneath to pass it in. Crawfordsville gets it off to Kellerman. Kellerman swings the pass left-hand side to Williamson. Williamson will dribble it out. And bounce it now to the right wing to Johnson Hall. The Athenians are going to swing it back and forth on top of the wing, trying to get the open look. 4:08 now, bouncing it back on the left-hand side to Kellerman. Kellerman then chest passed off to Williamson. Now Johnson Hall. They're just trying to find an opening in this zone. Pump fake, kick back on top, swings it left side to Scorza on the left wing. Now for a wide open three for Crawfordsville, rims in and out. Shot attempt there was Anthony Gonzalez.
Gonzalez with a good looking shot, just a little hard, a little deep.
Swearingen on the left side. Finds a trailing Bryan, pump fakes, kicks out to Brevin Cooper. Wide open three, leaves it short. He'll get his own miss and fought for on the ground. Caleb's got it, pump fake, throws it up too strong. Brevin Cooper now with the offensive putback, gets it to fall. 22-16. Knights on top with 3:20 to go.
Cooper picks up his first 2 points.
Athenians drive in. Cade Bryan blocks it all palm. Ghetto checks right back in. Dylan Newsom will take a break. He has two fouls.
Knights balance scoring so far. Swearingen with 8, Cooper 2, Ghetto 3, Brian 4, Hess 3.
Kellerman wide open. He's hit 3 already, and he's going to miss his first one right there. Swearingen will bring it right to left. With 3 minutes to go in the first half, they're on top by 6. Can they increase that lead? Ghetto going left to right on top of the wing. Cooper going south towards us. Swearingen using a screen from Brian. He's now on the right wing. Feeds it inside near the left side to Ghetto. Northview trying to be patient, find something open. Gettle's got to get rid of it. Hess corrals it with one hand. Now back on top to Cooper of 2.5 to go. Caleb Swearingen directing traffic. Drives in, spins, pump fakes, kicks out to Ghetto for 3. Carson Ghetto with the foul. He's going to the line for a 4-point play. I don't care if he sold it or not.
Yeah, well, he got fouled. Gonzalez went flying into him. That's Gonzalez's first, team's third.
2:22 to go, 25-16. Carson Ghetto with the rare 4-point play possibility. He was pumped up when it happened, but can he finish?
Yeah, last night he struggled from the free throw line. That's one thing that...
It's just because he stepped on the free throw line.
Well, no, he missed a couple, but yeah, he did. He stepped on the line last night and missed one, but that one rims in and out.
Yeah, there he goes. Ghetto got two pumps. We jinxed him. He had the 4-point play, couldn't complete it. 2:15 to go, 25-16. The Athenians have it on top with Williamson. Williamson feeds it inside wide open. A missed defensive assignment again.
Yeah, they cut in through the zone. Saunders got an easy layup there and put it off the glass. So the Knights, you know, lead cut down to 7.
25-18, Brevin Cooper hands off to Swearingen. Swearingen lobs it onside the Ghetto on the left. Back on top to Brian. Brian tries to feed it. He'll force feed it. Intercepted by Cathedral. Going left to right now is Saunders.
So far, the defense has been great. We've missed two shifts, but besides that, we're bad. Look at Hess down there on the big fella. Hess got the assignment of Jesse Johnson Hall, who's 6'6". And like we said, Hess is about 5'8".
A minute 20 to go in the first half. Providence just going back and forth on top of the wing. They'll go right to left to Kellerman on the left. Take one step back, three-pointer, got it. Kellerman. The southpaw has hit 4 three-pointers here in the first half.
4 for 6, and he's got 12 of their points.
Just like that, a 5-0 run. Swearingen loses it, taken away, picked up by Crawfordsville, missed the layup, out of bounds. Last touch by Crawfordsville. Whew. Everybody ran away from Swearingen, so we didn't have any help.
Yeah, Swearingen was stuck in no man's land, and now we got full court pressure set up here by Crawfordsville.
25-21, it was a 9-point lead. Could have been 10 if Ghetto knocked down the 4-point play. Could it do so?
1 minute left.
Here we go. Brevin Cooper across the timeline. Off to Ghetto up top. Swearingen receives the pass, who fires it off to Brevin Cooper on the left wing. Back on top to Brian. Contested 18-footer. Rims in and out. Not the best shot.
Too quick.
35 seconds now. Johnson Hall finds Scorza. Wide open for the 3. Air ball or nothing but backboard. A little too strong. Out of bounds. Last touched by Crawfordsville.
Coach David Pierce is saying the same thing that Michael Byram said. Why are we shooting it? You know, get a good set. Don't rush it.
Big thanks to Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue, as Ghetto takes a 3, rims in and out. Another rush 3. 15 seconds. Crawfords will hold for the last shot. Now, Ghetto was open.
Yeah. Well, that's the way we broke it twice. So, you know, Gettle's both his 3s have come off of that set play.
Spinning around 3 seconds. Kicks it out wide open. Kellerman for 3. Too strong.
And got a foul.
I think that was after the buzzer.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Is it a shot attempt or on the floor?
It'll be on the floor.
We're waiting for the official word.
That'll be on the floor.
So they're going to say, is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
On the floor. All right, on the floor. So nonetheless, we're going to the Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show with the halftime score reading Northview 25, Crawfordsville 21. For Brad Walls, I'm Corey Clark. We're going to enjoy the little kids dancing. in front of all these fans at Northview High School. We'll send it to you to the Commissioner's Report with the coach, Bob Lovell, and the IHSAA Commissioner, Bobby Cox, on Timeless Classics WAMB.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. And Commissioner, the pairing show just wrapped up on Sunday. We're getting ready for wrestling starting this coming weekend, girls basketball the following week. It is a very busy time for everyone with the IHSAA and its member institutions.
You are correct, Bob. This weekend begins our tournament series in our winter sports with our wrestling program. Sites all the way around the state, 32 of them to be exact. And we'll wrestle off to get to the regional level the following week and the state finals in the middle of February. And then shortly after that, then, our girls basketball tournament begins on Tuesday night at a lot of sites around the state. So it's a busy time at the office, but a fun time for high school sports. And it begins the winter kickoff for the tournament series.
Those who have not enjoyed the wrestling tournament, it is a very special event, and for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that it's literally person on person, man on man, one on one competition. But the way in which you run this tournament, the pageantry, the excitement, it is literally an experience that is a lifetime memory for all those kids involved, no matter how they perform.
It is, Bob, and while the state finals is a great spectacle for the sport of wrestling, we'd be remiss if we didn't thank all of our member schools that host semi-states and host regionals and host sectionals. You know, the majority of kids, they're not going to get to the state finals. There's only a certain number of young people that are going to get to that state championship event, 224 out of 5,000 wrestlers. So those events that are going on around the state at the lower levels are very important, and our member schools do a great job, and we thank them for all the efforts they do in putting those events on for our kids.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. Our weekly conversation about the IHSAA, as we mentioned earlier, the pairing show for the girls' basketball tournament wrapped up over the weekend. I got to tell you, the response from the teams and coaches and young ladies from around the state sending us pictures and things during the broadcast is really fun to watch, to be a part of it. Again, thank you for allowing us to do it. But I think it's just something that's getting better and better, and there seems to be more interest certainly around the states, because we could have literally done half of the show by just showing pictures of the viewing parties.
Well, absolutely. And I'm so excited about how our schools have embraced this, gathering up the young people on Sunday afternoon so that the young ladies and the young men, when we get to the boys, can see who they're going to play in that first game. And it's a very important time. It's a very important event for our kids to see who they're going to play and create some energy around the tournament. And I'm really happy that you guys are participating in it. And it's something, just another little enhancement that makes our tournament special around the country. in our basketball, in both girls and boys basketball.
All right, we'll start the girls tournament on the 29th, and sectional championships will be obviously that Saturday. Please promise me that as commissioner, with your broad scope of powers, that you can do something about the weather and allow us to have good weekends coming up in these next few weekends.
Well, I wish I could promise that. You know, it's a tradition in Indiana that it's going to snow during the basketball tournament. And, you know, last year we got to the boys' state finals, and I thought we were going to get through, and we had 10 inches of snow during the state championship day. So, I wish I could promise that to our listeners and to our schools, but I can't. But I hope that we're spared a little bit and things are safe and people can come out and support their local school.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Commissioner, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. I don't want to be too loud. There's 175 students right now, Brad, entertaining us more than we've ever been entertained at a halftime show.
Yeah, you know, it's homecoming, so it brings in the parents, the grandparents, the aunts and uncles and the friends. But you know what? This is something big. I seen a thing on Bob Medworth, the retired band director here. He put Ruth Ann with her ? Winter camp. And you think about it. A lot of work goes into this, Corey, because what did you say, 175 students?
Yep.
There's about 200 purple T-shirts here. You got to get them all sized up. You've got to get all kinds of, you know, stuff together for this to work out. So it's one of those things that they don't get all the, you know, the credit they deserve. But scoring for the Knights, Caleb Swearingen with 8, 6 for Carson Gettle, 4 for Cade Bryan, 3 for Tyler S., 2 for Brevin Cooper, and 2 for Gavin Morris off the bench. For Crawfordsville, 12 points for Will Kellerman. Kellerman's 4 for 7 from three-point land, 5 for Jesse Johnson-Hall, 2 for Trey Scorza, 2 for Cameron Sanders. Knights with only 2 turnovers in the first half. I think that's a season low. Only 1 turnover by Gettle and 1 by Cade Bryant. For their for Crawfordsville, 3 turnovers. Foul situation, Knights with 5. Revan Cooper with 2. Got one right there at the buzzer. And Dylan Neusel with 2. All in all, Corey, a great performance here by the Queen and King candidates. A great performance by the Knights for two quarters, and what an outstanding performance by these students.
The Northview Dance Clinic from, I think it rallies from ages 12 to...
kindergarten up.
Yeah, kindergarten up. And 175 of them, all in purple T-shirts. They all say Queen on them. Absolutely gorgeous. And here's my fear. How many of the fans were here for that?
Oh, probably about 75%. But a lot of them will stick around just because it's an earlier game. And they'll stick around and see, you know, we're winning the game 25-21. Low-scoring affair. Been a defensive game. Northview's defense has been pretty solid so far. I'm just right now looking back on the last night. I know he's only got 2 points from Revan Cooper. He's battling down inside. Caleb Swearingen didn't score in the second quarter, but I got him a 3 assist. And out of those 3 assists, we only scored 3 baskets. So think about that. 3 assists in the second quarter, and we scored 3 baskets with Gettle having 2 big 3-pointers.
We're here on the Sonic Drive and Halftime Show. Sonic Drive in the 2 locations in Fort Harrison, in Lafayette, in North Terre Haute, and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. We'll break down the first half and preview the second half and more when we come back from Northview High School. Halftime score, Northview 25, Crawfordsville 21 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana can make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time, receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. But you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com. At U.S. Lawns, it's your turf, our lawn. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Here's the second half coming up on 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, 11:30 AM or WAMBradio.com. You can listen to that from anywhere. I know Brad's been listening a couple times from how far up in a plane?
32,000, 33,000 feet.
And it works just fine. 25-21, about 2:15 to go until we get ready for the second half. From Northview, we talked about what they saw. They had a lead of 9. They lost it. They had another big lead. They lost it. How do they make sure they maintain that lead here in the second half and end up winning the game by the final buzzer?
Well, we got to keep doing what we do. We're winning quarters. We won the first one. We won the second one. And, you know, we just got to keep going, Corey. 15-12 the first one. We outscored them 10-9 the second one. So, you know, I wouldn't change anything. If I'm Coach Byram in the locker room, you know what I tell him? Keep with the game plan. It's working. Don't make any changes. Now, the question is, what's Coach David Pierce and Danny Pierce, father and son duo, what are they going to do to, you know, to combat what the Knights have done? Because we kind of took the air out of the basketball. We spread it out. We've not rushed the basketball. I guarantee you, all the film they watch, 2 passes and a shot or 2 passes and a turnover.
The one thing I'm concerned about is, what about the Kellerman kid? He's basically scored more than half of the Crawfordsville points at 12.
Well, if he's got 12 and nobody else has got more than 5, I don't change anything. You know, keep with the matchup zone. You know, we haven't did the 1-3-1 trap. We haven't did any full court press for about 3 weeks. I don't know why we kind of ventured away from it, because it really helped at Owen Valley. It really helped against Park Heritage. Maybe it's just something Michael Byram sees in video that he doesn't want to do, but... we got a fast young team. Looking down through the roster, Jesse Johnson Hall, 6'6", sophomore for Crawfordsville, come off the bench. I got him at 5 points. He's been a game changer.
Thanks for joining us here on the Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show. Sonic Drive-In. They got 2 locations, guys. One in Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute. The other, State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. 2 locations, 2 times the maximum goodness. And, man, go get the breakfast burrito, because that's my favorite. 20 seconds till we get underway here. We'll keep it here on Timeless Classics WAMB. Remember, on Friday we have the semifinal round, and thanks to the bye, no matter what, the Northview Lady Knights advance to that round. and have a chance to play in the sectional championship that next day on Saturday night.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get Coach Keys up here. I haven't seen him anywhere. I'm sure he's here.
He's hiding.
He might be out scouting or something. I don't know. But, you know, the Lady Knights got a chance to win sectional. Regional will be a little tougher going to Danville. It always is. Danville's got a pretty good team this year. But, you know, last year we went down to the regional at Danville and watched the second game that we thought, you know, the Knights would win, but Stacy Payton went off, had 43 points, I think, and it just wasn't enough.
Here we go to begin the second half of play. The North Knights have the basketball going left to right. Caleb Swearingen on the left wing. Swearingen up top to Gettle. 15-footer from the free throw line, knocks it down on a catch and shoot.
Gettle with 8 points now. Ty Swearingen for the leading scoring honors.
27-21. Right to left. Crawfordsville has it. Carson Williamson gets it taken away by Hess. Right through the wickets of Cade Bryan and picked up by the Athenians.
Hess always draws the tallest and biggest assignment we've got for defense.
He's tough. Driving right baseline. Easy layup. No one slid over to stop him.
No. That's where we fail in that matchup. We can't get somebody when they beat the defender. Nobody's there to help.
That's Trey scores, though, of two. 27-23 of 7 minutes to go in the third. Gettle, catch and shoot three in the corner. Short. Ball's loose. Last touch by Crawfordsville, and Brevin Cooper has it off to Gettle for three again. And this time it's too strong, but Swearingen has the board, and he'll throw it up. Rejected. Loose. Crawfordsville's got it going the other way. Kellerman, right side. Tries to dish it off in the left block. He will. Shots up. Rebounded by one hand by Cade Bryan.
That's good. Kellerman misses a shot.
Swearingen pump fake. Drives. 18-footer. Leaves it short. And Crawfordsville's now pushing the tempo. A chance to cut it within two or one here.
Well, we've had two or three possessions here that we've took the first shot. And that's not what we did in the first half when we were so successful.
On the right side, Coach Michael Byram screaming out, play hard. Johnson drives in, right hand, no good, rebounded by Bryan. The Knights going the other way. Cade Bryan launches it inside to Swearingen, pump fakes, has the defender go right by him, and he'll knock it down, and Coach Byram's not happy either way. He'll call a timeout on top by six. 30-second break on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging. But Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. You're on Timeless Classic WAMB. Cade Bryan trying to get his team fired up talking about something. His face is turning red. He's obviously very caring about something talking about in the huddle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the thing about it is Cade Bryan, he's still winded. You notice that? He's still coughing.
Well, I heard the news. He just got an inhaler recently. He's been coughing a lot.
Yep. Well, adolescent asthma maybe.
Going right to left, Crawfordsville has the ball down six. Under six to go in the third. Kellerman has it up top. Kellerman taking his time.
Changes for Crawfordsville on that change.
Swinging it back on top to Scorza. Drives on Cooper. Circus shot blocked by Hess out of bounds. It'll be Crawfordsville's ball, but Tyler Hess with a rejection.
Scorza took it strong to the basket, and Tyler did what he needed to and tapped it right in off his chest.
Crawfordsville underneath the basket, bounces it off to Kellerman in the corner. He'll Euro step inside, left hand. It'll roll in.
Kellerman with 2 points, his first two of the second half.
That is first two overall?
No.
So 2 points?
Oh, yes, yes. First from the floor.
Hess pump fakes, drives, kicks back out to Carson Gettle on the left wing. Gettle almost traveled. He'll get it off.
Almost
got it to Swearingen just in time.
Almost didn't get the call.
Swearingen bounced it off to Cooper. Cooper penetrates, slides, back on top to Caleb. Caleb taking his time, hands off to Gettle. He'll drive to the bucket, kick it in the corner to Hess for a catch-and-shoot three. It's short, bounces. Cooper comes in and gets the board, and Hess will bat it out to Swearingen. Swearingen Gettle, right corner, three.
In and out.
Toilet bowls in and out, and it's going to be last touch by Crawfordsville as he dribbles it out of bounds. No, they're going to change it and say it was last touch by Northview. Huh. Sure looks like Crawfordsville dribbled it out of bounds to me. And Coach Michael Byram's trying to make his case.
I think it did. It went off Tyler Hess, but I thought it was touched by Crawfordsville.
Nonetheless, Williamson will have the basketball for the Athenians. 2-3 zone for the Knights. Right to left, Kellerman back for a three for Crawfordsville, and Williamson knocks it down. And just like that, it's a one-point game, 29-28, 4:20 to go in the third. Cooper turns it over, and it'll be out of bounds, thrown off the hip of Caleb, out of bounds, so it'll be Crawfordsville's basketball.
First turnover of the second half for the Knights.
That one will be on Brevin Cooper. 29-28. Athenians have a chance for their first lead since it was 9-8 in the first quarter. Crawfordsville has it on top, swinging it back and forth on the wing. Scorza, covered by Swearingen. Dishes it off to Kellerman. He'll penetrate, spin, goes up, feeds it out wide to Scorza. Under four to go. Now Crawfordsville will swing it back on top to Kellerman to take their time. Now it's on the left wing, catch and shoot three. Crawfordsville retakes the lead by a three by Cameron Saunders. Northview's intensity went down a notch.
Yeah, we took a timeout after a basket there when we was, you know, stretched lead to six, and now the Crawfordsville's had an opportunity to battle back and go on an 8-0 run.
Bryan has it on the right block. He'll swing it outside to Cooper. Back to Bryan. Fakes right, goes left. 18-footer, contested, and there'll be a foul on the floor.
Foul's going to be on Cooper.
Not the best shot by Cade Bryan.
Nope.
Tries Cooper to throw up a contested 15-footer.
Cooper picks up his third foul.
You keep him in?
Yeah, you got to.
31-29, momentum has changed. It's a two-point lead for Crawfordsville, and the North Unites need to stop defensively.
Our crowd needs to come back, Corey.
The pep band went to break. Kellerman drives, got the layup. 33-29, four-point advantage. Brevin Cooper going left to right. Cooper up top, off to Swearingen. Is Crawford doing a 10-0 run since that timeout?
Yes.
Carson Ghetto on the left corner. Penetrates inside, slows it down, hands off to Bryan on the right wing. 2:45 to go in the third, 33-29, Crawfordsville on top. Tyler Hess will dribble it up top. Trying to call for somebody. Gets it to Swearingen. Off the corner for a Ghetto three. Carson Ghetto air balls. No one gets back with a defender. An easy layup in transition for Crawfordsville's Anthony Gonzalez. 12-0 run since the stoppage of play. 35-29. Cooper needs some help. Finds Ghetto. Gets past the timeline. In the corner to Hess. Wide open three again. Tyler Hess knocks it down, and Byron will call another timeout. 35-32, three-point game. Don't go anywhere on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon AMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual-fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcanyonamc.com. Or call 765-569-3282.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here at Northview High School, it's winter homecoming. We're in the third quarter, 35-32. Crawfordsville on top by three after a Tyler Hess three. And then a quick timeout call by Coach Michael Byram. Big thanks to U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Call now and receive five applications and pay for only four. Call 812-605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports.
One thing, Corey, at U.S. Lawns, you know, we've expanded, we've grown, we moved to 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue. Fertilization is a big part of taking care of your lawn. You know, right now with that special, you buy five applications, pay for four, buy four, get one free, however you want to look at it. But we still have the best rates, you know, out of anybody. And now's the time to get signed up, because here spring's only about, what, 45, 50 days away, and that's when you need to get started on your lawn.
That's exactly right. On top by three is Crawfordsville with the basketball. They'll dribble it on top until they find Kellerman on the left wing. Tyler Hess is made on Kellerman now, guarding him. Double team in the corner, kicks it out wide in the corner. Athenians, Euro step, right hand. What a move by the Athenians. And that was Anthony Gonzalez coming off the bench Gonzalez with a big key factor.
Gonzalez with 4 points here in the third quarter.
37-32, five-point game, a minute 30 to go in the third. Hess on the right side. Swearingen, has he scored since the first quarter?
No.
Hess on top to Caleb. Pump fakes on the three, 18-footer. Rims in and out. It's their home court, and they've got two toilet bowls in the third quarter.
I'm sorry, he did score right there. He had that drive-in dish, Cooper, okay. Right there. Okay. Speaking of Cooper, Rhonda Cooper, his mother, Brevin's mom, she celebrated her 21st birthday yesterday. I seen it on Facebook, and I told her, you know, with Brevin being player of the game last night, she said that ended her night was having a win by her son. And
what a circus shot down low. Crawfordsville's just going on a run here. They're on top 39-32 again after a timeout. Crawfordsville scored
17-2.
Four straight points. And since that timeout, it was a 17-2 run. Gettle got away with travel. 40 seconds in the third. Dylan Newsel off to Swearingen. Nearly taken away. Caleb drives. Left hand. Got it. They got to get back. 30 seconds.
Swearingen with 12 points.
Williamson gets it up the court in a hurry, but it'll slow down once he crosses midcourt.
20 seconds to go. They're going to hold for the last shot.
Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Kellerman in trouble. Gets it off to Williamson of 10 seconds. Williamson guarded by Dylan Newsel. Williamson drives left side. 10-footer in and out. Rebounded by Hess. Hess doesn't get it off in time. It would have been short anyway. Going to the fourth quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Crawfordsville 39, Northview 34 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve. So you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
End of the third quarter. Crawfordsville on top now, 39-34. Brad, the Athenians outscored the Knights 18-9 in the third quarter.
Yeah, a couple big runs there after timeouts by the Knights. And Will Kellerman with only 4 points there in the third quarter. No three-point attempts, but he's leading all scorers with 16 points. For the Knights, 12 for Caleb Swearingen, 8 for Carson Gettle, 6 for Tyler Hess, 4 for Cade Bryan, 2 for Brevin Cooper, and 2 for Gavin Morris off the bench.
39-34, getting ready to start the final quarter of play here on Winter Homecoming Night. The Pep Band just got back. Maybe that'll play a difference.
Maybe the music old Max playing in front of us got us down. Maybe we need the band to pep us back up.
That's their job. Swearingen will guard the inbounds. Gets it in to Kellerman. He'll bring it up the court. Crawfordsville brings it on the left side. It's in the hands of Williamson. He'll use a screen. Picks up his dribble. Finds Scorza on the right wing.
Morris and Newsel checked in there to start the fourth.
Cade Bryan will get a quick break, as well as Tyler Hess. Inside, Scorza drives on Brevin Cooper of no problem.
Yeah, Scorza went to the hoop, and Cooper with three fouls really couldn't do nothing.
They went out of the – they're on man-to-man set. 41-34, Knights need a score here badly. It's Morris inside the Newsel, left baseline. Newsel gets it right back up to midcourt. He'll find the trailing Swearingen. Fadeaway jumper, rolls around, no good. Rebounded by Scorza. He'll bring it up the court. They have numbers. Scorza ahead to Williamson. Left hand short. And there'll be a foul on. The official didn't see a foul. They're going to talk about it. One official called a foul on Morris. The other one, no. And they're going to give it to Gavin Morris for a foul. What'd Gavin do, Brad?
He went in body. It was a body foul. He went in after the rebound and knocked the Crawfordsville player down. So, good call.
Williamson inbounds to pass it in. No look inside. He fronted the defender, Gonzalez. And just like that, the Knights are down 9.
We need to get a couple baskets here.
A 9-point swing. Swearingen left side. Drives. Spins away.
13-point swing.
Bad pass inside. Turnover. Crawfordsville going right to left and scores a call for the offensive foul for the push-off.
That was a good call.
I don't know if that was a makeup call or if it was the right call.
It was the right call. He put his right thumb in his throat. So
6:49 to go, 43-34. Big thanks to Great Dane Trailers. Join your team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Gettle on the left wing. Chest pass to Morris up top. Morris swings at the Swearingen. Pump fakes, drives in the corner to Cooper. Can't handle it, but he'll pick it right back up and slow it down. 6.5 to go, down 9. Neusel thought about the three. Instead, he'll give it back to Cooper for a long three. Brevin Cooper, that's the third toilet bowl in the second half.
Cooper misses a three-point attempt, and we're 0-for here in the fourth quarter, 2 minutes into it.
Right to left. Scores it, drives on Cooper again. Cooper let two plays go in a row where he scored on him.
Tyler Hess got to come back in because Cooper can't guard Scorzo, especially with three fouls.
45-34, Swearingen pump fakes, drives right baseline, draws contact, and it'll be an offensive foul. Is it safe to say all momentum's lost?
Oh, it was lost on that first time out. Three fouls now for the Knights here. That's two on Swearingen. Cooper with three, two for Neusel, and one for Morris. And Cade Bryan checks in, and Carson Gettle's going to go to the bench.
5:54 to go. 45 for Crawfordsville. Northview, 34. Northview better pick it up here. They're going to lose this ball game after being on top by 9 on winter homecoming. Williamson on top. Finds Scorza, covered by Cooper again. Tyler Hess set to check in. Back on top, Crawfordsville, one-hand pass in the corner, wide open three for Williamson. Too strong, rolls around, rebounded by Cooper. It'll be a jump ball and stays with North, or goes towards Northview.
Williamson with a three-pointer there that almost tipped back in.
Big thanks to WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on. And this might be an opportunity as Will Kellerman will get a break. It's one score out of the ball game for Crawfordsville. Feels like his first break of the night.
Yeah, he hasn't scored anything here in the fourth.
Cooper turns it over. It's ahead. Further easy layup will be missed, but a foul by Gavin Morris. And the head coach for Crawfordsville, he pumped his fist in fear. He almost punched one of the Northview players running down the sideline.
Yeah, and he about took out the official Greg Hayes running down the sideline. Greg's wiping the sweat off his eyes because he got to clear them windshield wipers off.
See, he swung full fist in excitement and nearly knocked out somebody.
That's two fouls on Morris. Morris had to foul in there.
Free throw will be missed.
A good foul by Morris, saving face.
Another free throw for Crawfordsville's up, and this one's good. Now it's a 12-point lead for the Athenians. Caleb Swearingen going left to right. Driving across the timeline, hands off to Cooper. Cross court to Gavin Morris. Swings it back to Cooper on the left side. Cooper finds Bryan. Bryan picks up his dribble. Now hands off to Swearingen on the right side. Swearingen pump fakes. Drives in. Hess left wing, wide open three. Too strong. Ball's loose. Picked up by Brevin Cooper. And they're going to call a body foul on the ground. If Cooper would have went up, it would have been a shooting foul.
Hess missed another three-pointer. Not like Tyler tonight. He's 2-for-4.
What's the team overall? I know that's what takes some counting.
I haven't kept a tally going, but the foul on Carson Williams, his first, that's only the team's second foul. Only the fifth foul committed by Crawfordsville in the whole game.
46-34, Bryan gets the inbounds and breaks the scoring drought for the Knights. They got to go now with 4:45 to go, down 10 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you are our neighbor. They're just going to hold the basketball as long as they want.
Veteran coaching.
Inside, baseline wide open, blocked by Hess, rebounded by Cade Bryan. Bryan across the timeline. Hands off to Gettle. Gettle spins. Bryan, three-pointer. It rolls around. Won't go in. What's up with this side of the rim? Scorza. No-look pass inside. Gonzalez knocks down the two, and it's 48-36. Brevin Cooper on top. Drives to the bucket. Cade Bryan spins away.
My son says this is the hardest gym there is to shoot in.
They just called an offensive foul on Caleb.
That's his third one, and they've all three been offensive fouls.
What did he do that time?
He turned into him, elbowed him, put his elbow right in his chest. But it's the defender's riding him.
Sorensen's talking to the official.
Yeah, he just wanted to know what he did.
He went back and handed the official the basketball.
And what he did right there was good sportsmanship. He didn't, you know, wasn't arguing with the official. He just wanted to know, you know, for education.
Under four to go. Now the crowd wants to get into it. They'll yell defense. Bounces it off up top. It's in the hands of Gonzalez. Crawfordsville up by 12. Gonzalez back door, left hand, got the layup. Crawfordsville now increases their lead to 14 when they were on top by 9 in the first half. 3.5 to go. Gettle drives in. Reverse layup. No good.
Not a very good shot selection by Carson Gettle.
Crawfordsville gets the rebound in the hands of Scorza. Scorza brings it across the timeline. Nearly taken away by Hess. Scorza somehow corrals it. Three-pointer by the Athenians off the mark. Rebounded offensively by Crawfordsville. And Williamson will dribble it out. 50-36. 3 minutes to go. They've been playing their best basketball for 2.5 games, and the second half was not what the North Unites have been doing the last two. Well, drives in, left hand, and they're going to call an
offensive foul
on Crawfordsville.
Karsten Williams did the same thing that Swearingen did. He put his elbow in his chest and just, you know, bulldozed him through, and we got a timeout on the floor, Crawfordsville. Full timeout.
We'll take one with them on the Great Dane scoreboard, 50-36, 2:54 to go. Crawfordsville on top on WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here to Northview High School. Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Dennis Porter back in the WAMB studios in downtown Brazil. And Brad, for a radio guy, you're not supposed to be this, but I'm almost speechless.
Yeah. I mean, we blew a 9-point lead, and now we trail. We were up 25-24 at the half. We were down 34-39 at the break, third quarter. We had a timeout called with 6:13 to go in the third quarter, and since then, we have scored 2 points.
It was 25-21 at halftime, Northview. 39-34 at the end of three.
Yep.
And right now it's 50-36.
Yep, we've scored 2 points.
Swearingen up top on the right side. 2:40 to go, down 14. Little 10-footer spin away, no good. Rebounded by Scorza. Everything's going to the rim but not going in.
Colton says this is one of the hardest gyms there is to shoot in because the banner's right behind the glass. And if you look, there's a white banner on the west end of the gym and a white banner on the east end.
Yep. Corner three for Crawfordsville. No good. Batted away. Rebounded by Brevin Cooper. Cooper brings it ahead. Finds Hess. Cooper swings it to Swearingen. 2 minutes to go. Cade Bryan fakes right. Goes left. Pump fake. Knocked away. It'll be a foul on the shot from the far official on our near side. The foul will be on number 24 for Crawfordsville. That'll be on Cameron Saunders. That's the team's fourth foul in the second half of 2:02 to go. Northview trails by 14.
Well, there's a legend sitting down right in front of us, Mike Howard, in the house.
If
he'd lean back a little bit, I'll use this Sharpie and draw him some hair on top of that skull.
Cooper turns it over. Somehow Gettle gets it, though. Gettle drives in, misses the layup, and the ball's picked up by Crawfordsville.
See, those are 2 points we need.
If it ends like this, Northview scored 9 points in the third, and currently, with a minute 45 to go, only 2 points in the fourth.
Yep.
As a coaching staff, you got to be disgusted at some point. Scorza gets the ball taken away by Gettle. Gettle dribbles it to the left wing. Lobs it ahead to Swearingen. Swearingen drives in. Draws the foul. Won't get the shot fall. But he will go to
the fourth foul on Cameron Saunders.
He will go to the free throw line for two attempts. At some point, nothing's really going in for layup wise, and you're down 14 with a minute 30 to go. Is it too early to start thinking about the three ball?
Well, that's all we've thought about. You know.
Yeah, I know, but.
We were 0 for 3 in the fourth. We were 1 for 2 for 6 in the third. Newsel checks in.
Caleb knocks that one down, so that's 3 points in the fourth quarter. 50 to 37, 13-point game.
Howald's going to check in.
Big thanks to Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Swearingen's going to have a seat. Howald comes in for Swearingen.
Then give him a break. He's played the entire second half. Full court press applied. Nilsson in for defense, and there's going to be a travel on Crawfordsville.
So Swearingen will come right back in for offense. Offense, defense, with Swearingen having three fouls.
And Gettle came in, but he never actually got to check in, so he has to come back. Howard got him, our scorebook keeper for Northview, and now he's in for Newsel. Gettle will check it in on the far side. 50 to 38. Crawfordsville on top by 12 with a minute 28 to go. Swearingen up top to Bryan, wide open for three, leaves it short, rebounded by Crawfordsville. Hail Mary pass ahead, goes at it, Bryan blocks it, and it'll be a jump ball between Cooper and Crawfordsville, but the jump ball stays with the Athenians. Newsel and Holwall check right back in for the same Gettle and Swearingen. So they got to travel, couldn't get anything to fall. Bryan missed it open three.
Bryan with a blocked shot. We couldn't get it.
On top, Scorza. Driving right to left, swings it left wing. Fingertips, and they're trying to foul inside. They're going to turn it over. And here comes Cade Bryan with a minute to go. Bryan throws in the corner to Newsel. Newsel, three, off the mark. Ball's tipped in the air, picked up by Crawfordsville. And now Newsel will foul Scorza. He'll go to the line. No, he won't. They have another foul to give. Apparently there's a lot of snow outside right now. You got to work again tonight?
I'm not working tonight. No, I got guys in place if need be.
Scorza lobs it ahead. Taken away by Holwald. Holwald, they're having their opportunities, just can't get the points to fall. Brevin Cooper with 45. Swings it in the corner to Newsel. Now it's Brevin Cooper. Now it's Newsel.
We'll just give up 15 seconds, boys. We've got to shoot the ball.
And Hess will get an easy layup. 33 seconds, down 10. Not a lot of time to go.
Crawfordsville isn't going to foul, so you got to attack the basket. We shot two perimeter shots. They're not going to foul you. They got a 12-point lead.
Set to check in for Crawfords will be Jesse Johnson-Hall. It'll be a full timeout. We'll go in and keep it here and thank some sponsors. Big thanks to Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. 50 to 40 on Friday night next week. We have Northview 89 sectional. They'll be taking on the winner of South Vermilion and West Vigo, who play on Tuesday night here. On Thursday, we're back for boys varsity action at Northview as they take on the Braves of Terre Haute South.
Yeah, Thursday night's contest will be a good one. It'll be a good one. You know, we just depend on what night's team shows up, the first half team or the second half team.
What changed so much between the first half and second half?
Well, it hasn't been shooting because we've been cold. This rim's not been friendly. You know, it's been this west side of the gym we struggled with. our defense has been pretty good. I mean, heck, we've held them to 50 points, Corey.
And you should win basketball games when your whole team's near 50.
12 in the first, 9 in the second, 18 points in the third. That's what beat us that one quarter.
Full court press applied. Crawford to pass it in. They'll get it in. And Swearingen's going to have to foul. They're not going to call the foul. Instead, they're going to keep lobbing it, wasting a lot more time. And now Swearingen will get the foul. Why wasn't it a foul back there? They want to go home too? Gettle and Cooper will check in. It'll be a one-and-one opportunity for Crawfordsville. Comes down to this, and they can knock down their free throws. This one's relatively over.
Oh, it's over. Corey, be careful driving back to Danville tonight.
Mooresville.
Oh, Mooresville's where you're headed?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I know school's out for you, right?
ISU?
Yeah.
Yeah, today's the weekend.
No, I mean, oh, no, you still got, you didn't graduate Christmas break, did you?
No, I graduate in May.
Yeah.
I'm still going back.
Which first free throw's up and good.
Second one's up and good. Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Swearingen gets an easy layup with 19 seconds. Should have been doing that a long time ago because they're going to let him do it.
Yep.
And they're down 10 of 19. It'll be a full timeout. That's all they have left. Big thanks to U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Call now and receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. That's basically saying buy 4, get one free. Call 812-605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports. Well, Brad, 52-42, as a coaching staff or even as a player, you got to feel just, I don't know if this, all the momentum, does it go away after playing so well the last two games now?
No. I mean, you got to build from it. And, you know, they had a good film session today. They looked over the game the other night. And, you know, having a son on the team, you know, I get the locker room feedback from him. And everybody was pumped up after last night's game. And I thought maybe it'd carry into tonight. But
it did in the first half.
Yeah, the first half we looked good. We just went cold air in the second half. And I don't know. You know, it's a young team. We adversity-wise, we can't. Whenever we lose a few, you know, you lose a few runs, it seems like we just start rushing the shots. And they're, I don't know, they're in the third quarter. I think we threw up 6 or 7 shots before Gettle hit his first two-pointer.
And full court press applied. Crawfordsville will get it in, but he's going to be fouled by Jack Howald.
Howald with his first foul, and that's going to be the team's 8th. Keller will shoot one, and
52-42, 10-point game with 17 seconds to go. Shots up, and it's good for the 1-1.
One positive from tonight is Sophia Buell named the queen, and I lost my notes. What was the young man that was the king candidate, the king winner, was John Sharp?
Yes.
175 young ladies got to go out on the floor and
dance
smile
in front of a lot of people. Swearingen, left-handed layup, no good. Throws it ahead. They're not going to foul. They'll win this one with a final score of 54-42, and the whistle will blow. So Northview, after blowing a 9-point lead, went into the halftime break of the lead, and they just had a scoring drought.
Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana can make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time, receive 5 applications and pay for only 4.
Hello.
Okay, but you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com. At U.S. Lawns, it's your turf, our lawn. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my Spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Final score, 54-42. Crawfordsville gets the win. Northview will not get their first back-to-back win of the year after knocking off Cascade last night. Brad, they were on top 25-21 at halftime. They scored 9 points in the third quarter and 8 points in the fourth quarter, and not even really 8 points because they were give-me layups at the end because the Athenians didn't want to foul.
Right, right. And, you know, a lot of missed shots. Caleb Swearingen was 2 for 7 in the third quarter, 1 for 4 in the fourth quarter. Gettle went cold. He didn't score. He scored the first basket in the third quarter and didn't score again in the fourth. Cade Bryan with only 6 points. Looking at scoring for the Knights, Caleb Swearingen with 16, 8 for Carson Gettle, 8 for Tyler Hess, 6 for Cade Bryan, 2 for Brevin Cooper, and 2 for Gavin Morris. The only 2 bench points we got tonight was for Gavin Morris. For Crawfordsville, leading scorer was Will Kellerman with 18, 10 for Trey Scorza, 9 off the bench for Anthony Gonzalez, 7 for Jesse Johnson Hill off the bench. So 16 bench points for Crawfordsville. Cameron Sanders with 7 and Karsten Williamson with 3 off the 4 Artesians, 54-42. Knights did something tonight they haven't done since we've been broadcasting, even last year, that only 5 turnovers, only one of them led to points.
Yeah, only 5. Wow.
Only 5, which, you know, they did something better tonight that they hadn't done in a while. Forced Crawfordsville into 5 turnovers as well. Foul situation was what got tonight's. Caleb Swearingen got early foul trouble. So did Brevin Cooper. So,
Byron's about to come up. Why don't you give us the player of the game, and I'll let you get out of here.
Tonight's player of the game will be Sophia Buell, the queen, and John Sharp, the king. The Northview 2019 winner homecoming king and queen.
All right, Brad. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you next week. It's Coach Michael Byron will join us here on WAMB. Coach, he had a 25-21 lead at halftime, and you only scored 17 points as a team in the second half. Digest it for me.
Well, I thought we missed a lot of open shots, number one.
A lot of toilet bowls down
there. Well, I felt like there was a lid on that basket over there. And then, like, ultimately, I think we ran out of gas. I thought that we allowed the frustration of not making shots creep into the other end of the court. I mean, we couldn't guard them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could talk all we want about how we couldn't hit shots in the second half and how many points that was, like, 17, you said,
yeah,
that we scored. But, I mean, you got to be able to guard people and keep them out of the paint. They drove right around us, it seemed like, most of the second half.
Your team only turned the ball over 5 times, which is a team low. So that's a positive if you want to look at it from that aspect.
Oh, no, I'm pleased with that. I mean, to be honest with you, because they're, like, Crawfordsville's thing is to run and jump, speed you up, try to, like, last night they forced 25 turnovers at Frankfurt, and they had 17 steals. Okay, so defensively, that's kind of what they do. They're gonna try to do that to people, speed them up and make them hurry. I just felt like we missed some shots that we normally hit, and then we stopped working on the defensive end because we're frustrated.
Is that what you think the difference was between the first and second half on the defensive end more than anything?
Yeah, I mean, they've made some good adjustments at halftime with our 3-2 zone, and then when we had to switch out of that to go to our 2-3 zone, then at that time they're kind of creeping away, so then we had to go man, and then that's when they just started driving around us.
All right, Coach, you have a few days off. You got anything in your mind you want to work on until you get a matchup with Terre Haute South on Thursday?
Well, on Thursday we're gonna have to deal with their athleticism. I mean, that's number one. Number two, the Schulte kids, he's a man inside, so we're going to have to figure out how we want to guard him and cause him problems down in the paint. So, I mean, we'll take a few minutes or a few days to get ourselves rested up and healed up, and then we'll be ready to go.
Are the boys disappointed after a game like this? If anybody's competitive enough, you have to be a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they're disappointed. But, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I think we've had a pretty good week. I mean, we played two tough road games, and then we closed it out with a quality opponent like Crawfordsville. I mean, going into the week, we wanted to look at it like a sectional week. Like, if we were to draw a Tuesday game, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, like, our goal was to get to Saturday. I thought on Tuesday we had an effort that would get us to Friday in our sectional. And then we took care of business Friday night. In our minds, we got to Saturday. So then how are we going to play tonight? Like we needed to play tonight's game with the effort that we give in a championship game. And we're not there yet. But the good thing is we still got like 7 regular season games. And we've got a few weeks left to go so we can get ourselves squared away before the tournament starts.
All right, Coach, enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, Corey.
We'll take a quick break on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We gave out our player of the game to the homecoming king and queen, Sophia Buell and Mr. Sharp. Our player of the game brought to you in part by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him today, 812-208-3244. We're back on the air Thursday as the Knights play host to Terre Haute South. Friday night as the girls varsity have the semifinal round of sectionals. We're on air Saturday at 2:30 at home against Bloomfield, and hopefully we're on the air Saturday night for the sectional championship with the Northview Lady Knights and Coach Zach Keys. Big thanks to Brad Wallace. Big thanks to the athletic department here at Northview. They did a fabulous job for winter homecoming, and we'll be back here. I'm Corey Clark. See you next week on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank, Park County REMC, the Sonic Drive-Ins in Terre Haute, WTHI TV10, Chad Schottmeyer Farm Bureau Insurance, U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, and Great Dane of Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
You can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's At-Home Taste Test and get your 3 free meals, be one.